So northeastern Wisconsin karst is what we're going to sort of talk about a little bit now. This is an area that I've done a ton of work on. I started working up here when I first started the survey in 1987. And then I went up to UW-Oshkosh for a while. Now I'm back at the survey. But this is the outcrop of the Silurian dolomite, kind of in the upper Midwest. How many people have been to Niagara Falls? Yeah, it's the dolomite over a shale, and the shale's eroding, and that's what's making the falls move back. So it's exactly the same rocks we have here. We just don't have a big river going over ours. But anyway, this is the Silurian dolomite outcrop. And here's a picture of it up in Door County from a quarry. And what you can see, I hope, is that there's kind of pretty clear vertical fractures. There's like two sets at right angles. And then there's all of these fractures that run parallel to the bedding, right? And there's this great picture that we got across from one of our old research sites. That's an alfalfa field, right? And you can really, really see the fractures because there's only about 1.5, 2 feet of soil in that field. But where the fractures are bigger and some soil has washed in, the alfalfa is a little greener and happier, right? And it looks good. And over the blocks, it doesn't look so good. But this field over here, I think it was oats. I mean, it just doesn't express it because it's not as deeply taprooted as the alfalfa. Once somebody said to me, like, what's the fracture pattern like in Door County? I was like, this. They're like, everywhere? And I'm like, yeah, everywhere. We just don't always see it. Like, the alfalfa shows it really good. But that's what the land surface looks like underneath the soil. This is kind of an odd picture. This is a well that I drilled as part of my PhD project. It's about a 3-inch diameter core hole just drilled into the rock. And we went down with one of those bird's eye view cameras that looks all the way around, right? And so what you see is a fracture coming into that borehole. So it's a horizontal fracture coming into the borehole, and it's open about, I don't know, 1/4 inch. One time when we were drilling, we actually found a cherry pit in one of the fractures. Like, it's just like things move easily through this aquifer. Okay, so that was your very brief introduction to geology and karst, and now we're going to spend a little bit of time on the water cycle and just groundwater basics, just so that we're all on the same page when we start talking about aquifers. And I figure it's always good to start with the water cycle because we all know it, we all learned it in middle school, and we all live in it, right? So just to sort of think a little bit about how it works. Okay, so we're all good with the water cycle, right? We live in the upper Midwest. It rains, precipitation, right? Water has to evaporate from surface water, or it's got to transpire out of plants, right? So cornfields, trees can pump out hundreds of gallons of water a day, right, through transpiration. All that water goes up into the atmosphere, comes back down as precipitation. When that water hits the ground, it's got a couple of options. It can infiltrate, it can run off and go to like a lake or stream, that's kind of its options. But if it infiltrates and it gets all the way down to the water table, then it starts to flow as groundwater, right? And what the groundwater does is it comes in, and there are various what we call discharge points, natural places where that water comes out of the aquifer. And that discharge point could be this lake or this river over here, or it could be the well that you pump, right? You lower the water level and make water flow to that well. It's sort of a man-made discharge point. So what do I mean by groundwater? People sometimes envision groundwater the way surface water is, like lakes and streams. And so they're like, oh, we hit the underground river. It's like, no. Right? That's not what groundwater is. It's just the water filling the pores, the little kind of spaces between the cranes and the cracks in the rock. So like if you go to the beach and you're kind of near the water's edge and you dig down, the hole will fill with water, right? That's what groundwater is. It's just the water between the sand grains, between the little cracks in the rock. There's not big underground rivers and lakes. It's just pore spaces, okay?